Over here, right, see where my hand is behind my monitor? Here is my Raspberry Pi 3 running Plex Pi, and oh, okay. I have simply plugged in a USB flash drive. It's just my standard USB flash drive that I carry in my pocket. It's loaded full of stuff, but I put some videos on it.
Okay.
Okay. I put some music on it as well, because I mentioned last week, Sasha, that we can put music on our Plex server, right? So, I'm a big fan of UK TV shows.
Yes. You got me into UK TV shows so many years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. So, Kelsey and I, as a matter of fact, showed how to copy your DVDs onto M4V files, like to convert your DVDs into video files.
That was a great episode.
So I've done that. So I've got Stella season 5 and season 4.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Trolleyed.
I have not heard of that one.
Season 3, you are borrowing this, my friend. Oh. Season 4. Okay, so these are just, so I just grabbed 4 seasons of my favorite shows here, some of my favorite shows. Becca and I really enjoy the UK comedy. And I've got a movie, Sideways. Lots of fun.
Great movie.
Not appropriate for the kids.
No.
and I've got a Josh Turner CD.
Okay.
Music. You remember these guys? I know they're discontinued now. You can't buy them at Target or anything like that. But that's what they looked like. So what I've done is I've just copied, I've copied Sideways in. And I've copied a couple of episodes.
Whoop. Oh. Throwing discs.
There goes one of my seasons. All I did was copy a couple of episodes of each of these from the DVD using Handbrake. Mm-hmm. So I've got those on that USB flash drive so that we can show you how to set up your library.
Good times. All right.
Ready to see how it's done?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so in order to do this, you have to have Plex Pi 1.2.
Not 1.1.
Or higher. Not 1.1, because during the first week of release, so Plex 1.1 came out last week.
Yes.
And then during that week, Plex Media Server was updated in such a way that it broke everything.
No way. Really?
Can you imagine? So we've got thousands of downloads happening last week.
Right.
And so, you know, the forum becomes abuzz with people saying, I can't access my media on the USB flash drive.
No.
So Plex Pi 1.2 fixes that, okay? So I've got my laptop in front of me, and you'll notice what I'm going to do is everything is going to be done through my web browser. So you can do this by plugging a keyboard and a mouse into your Plex Pi if you want, but you don't have to do that. You can just access it from any of your devices, sit at the comfort of your desk and do it that way. So I'm going to jump over to our laptop here.
Okay.
And so I believe it's 192.168.0.105:32400/web. And if my IP address has not changed, and it has. Fantastic, because we had some problems before the show where we had to restart the router a couple of times and everything else. So let me just grab the IP address. Now, I could do that if I had the Plex Pi plugged into an HDMI directly so that I could see the screen. Then I could just go in and type IP
right.
A. And so see, IP space A.
Going headless is how I do it at home as well.
Yeah.
Because where I've got my Raspberry Pi is way off in another location near my... near my router.
Oh, okay.
And then I just through the network access it mm-hmm. headlessly, and it's so much easier to do.
Yeah, I love that.
Because any computer I can log in and deal with it. So I could be in the living room on my laptop. And
I love as well that you can access it from any device.
Yes.
My IP has incremented, so it's now 106 so I just checked the DHCP pool of my router.
I don't know if you knew this.
What's
maybe
that?
You did, and if that's the case, maybe you don't know this. But I have accessed my Plex Pi remotely.
Oh, yeah.
And got into the back.
But you have a Plex Pass.
I do have Plex Pass.
Keep in mind, that's a commercial thing, so you have to pay extra for that feature.
But it was really nice.
You can do that. But Plex Pi, it's in the to-do list.
Yep.
You'll see that there is actually a feature coming in an upcoming release that allows you to do that without having to pay for a Plex Pass.
Oh, okay. Well, I do it now because I've paid for it. But it was really nice to be able... Because I know how to get in through the web, it was nice to be able to do that remotely. Because I was I'm away for work all the time.
Yeah,
and my wife called me.
Yeah, if you're at a hotel and you want to watch, your
watching
videos?
Stuff. But also, our Plex went down. And so there was something on the back end that didn't work with one of the files.
Yeah.
So I was able to remotely log into the actual nuts and bolts of it
And
adjust it from the hotel room. It was amazing.
Brilliant. Okay.
Loved it.
Well, so you remember last week, Ash and I set this up, and this is what we saw. So in order to get here, all I needed to know was the IP address of my Plex server, which mine had changed to 192.168.0.106. Then you go colon 32400, that is the port that it is running on, and then slash web. And so I'm actually accessing this through my Raspberry Pi. It then redirects over here to app.plex.tv the first time I run it because it needs me to log in. So if you don't have an account, you can create one. So you would just, you would continue however you want to. But if you already have an account, you don't have to create one. In my case, I already have one, so I'm just going to sign in. So then it's going to let me in. So the very first time that I run it, this is what I see on my Plex Pi. I'm just going to make that full screen here so that we don't have the bar up at the top. So it tells me that Plex Media Server is running on a computer where you put all your media, and then Plex scans your media, automatically organizes it, makes it beautiful, play your media on any screen with the Plex app. Got it. Nice. Now, this is the first time I've ever connected to this particular Plex Pi instance. That is a tongue twister if I ever did hear one.
Yes.
Plex Pi instance. Okay, so it's asking me, do you want to sign up for a Plex Pass? Now, this is where, you can do this for mobile syncing and camera uploads. That's cool. That's a cool feature. Cloud sync, all that kind of stuff. There is some great stuff here. Remember, Plex is absolutely free.
Yes.
Plex Pi is absolutely free. So far, your expense is negligible.
Mm-hmm.
Plex Pass is your way of contributing to Plex Media Server.
Yes.
Not to Plex Pi. It's completely now going to Plex.
Yes.
How much does it cost you per month?
Oh, I pay for the lifetime.
Exactly.
So I'm done.
You get the lifetime. You just pay for it once. You're done.
Yep.
So then you get all those features. If you are absolutely opposed to spending any money on this right now, and you just want to do it, you'll notice there is no option to just go ahead. Where's the one to do it for free, right? And it's right up here.
The X. So subtle.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're done. So what do we want to call our new server? I'm just going to call this Plex Pi, or you can name it, you know, Ferguson Family Server.
Super happy fun time media.
Allow me to access my media outside my home. I'm going to leave that checked, but remember, it's not going to work without a Plex Pass at this point.
Right.
Next. Now, what it's doing is it's created my profile.
Yes.
So remember that the only thing that I've done differently from last week, other than upgrading to 1.2, is I have plugged in my USB flash drive.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have to mount it. I didn't have to set up any FS tab entries, nothing like that. I just simply plugged it in. So now if I go add library, this is my first step. Right now there are no videos known to Plex.
Right.
So I need to teach it where my files are. Let's start with movies. So these library types are important, okay? What I'm doing, I'm not telling it I want to call this movies. I'm telling it the classification of this is a movie or a TV show or music or my photos or other videos would be like home movies, for example.
Right.
And that's important to recognize that that is the classification because that is going to control how Plex will interpret the content.
Yes.
If it's a movie, it will look for the ratings. It will look for the description of the movie on the internet database. It'll look for the artwork and all that stuff and the description in the movie database.
Yes.
If it's a TV show, on the other hand, it's going to look for season 1, episode 1, season 2, episode 2 and 3 and so on. And then it's going to put it into a menu system that is appropriate for television series where you can select the season, select the episode and push play. If it's a home movie, it then knows that, because this is other videos, it then knows that it's not going to find any of that information online.
Right.
So it generates a thumbnail based on the content of the video and simply names it whatever the file name is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to assign this correctly. So we're going to start with movies because I've ripped sideways. So I'm going to click on movies and then hit add folders or next. So I'm just going to click add folders and then browse to my media folder, and you'll see what my 128 gigabyte external flash drive is already detected. Now that could be a USB hard drive. Mm-hmm. That could be, that's a great idea, like having an external hard drive so that it's not being stored on the SD card of your Plex Pi. Yeah. And then that way you can safely shut down your Plex Pi, unplug that hard drive, load up more videos.
Yep.
And then plug it back in, turn it on, you're good to go. It'll automatically detect the new stuff in the library. So I'm going to browse to my 128 gigabyte drive. And you see, like, this is a drive that I use for the show, so it's episodes and everything. But then I've also created a folder called Plex Demo Files. In that folder, I've got a folder called Movies. And so I like to keep my files organized, and it helps me when I add it to Plex. You see that it's detected that there is a video there. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to simply add that.
And so you're adding the folder, not the file.
That's correct. I'm adding the movies folder on my flash drive. So if I unplug that flash drive, it loses it.
Right.
It loses access to it. But then I plug it back in and it's back again.
Okay? Right.
So keep that in mind as well. This drive needs to be always connected to this device if you want to be able to watch these. I can click on add library, or I can go advanced. And in advanced, it will say, you know, what other options do you want to do? Do you want to show the collection and other items? Do you want to use the Plex Media Scanner? You could probably just click on add library and just leave all these settings as they are, but it's interesting to see what kind of options are available there. I'm going to add library, and it says, okay, it's scanning movies. It's already matched sideways on Plex Pi. See that at the bottom? Downloading metadata for sideways. It's doing that all in the background. I can click on add library and keep doing other things. Let's add our TV shows. And I can name that something else. I could call this, if I wanted to be so organized, I could call it TV shows comedy, and I could have folders that are specifically organized with comedy so that it's more organized for me. So in this case, I'm just going to go TV shows, add folders, browse for media, go to my 128 gig drive, zip down to my Plex demo files, and in there I'm going to go TV shows. It's recognized some folders. So I could click on a folder, but then I'd only get that one show. I want this top level TV shows folder, and I'm going to click add, and then add library. Now it's scanning. Watch what happens at the bottom there. Scanning, matching Stella UK on Plex Pi. And it's going to start downloading the metadata for that. Let's add some music. So I've also ripped this CD that I've got here, the Josh Turner CD. Mm-hmm. So let's browse for media, go on to our drive. Again, I like to keep things nice and organized. So I don't just have one folder for everything. I've got my music in a folder called music. And then I add that. Now it's going to add some music. What do you want to do? Do you want to create a premium Plex library? Or do you want to just create a normal basic music library, which is what I'm going to do because it's free. And what do I want to do? Include in the dashboard. Yep. Use embedded tags, or would it scan it from the internet? That's fine too. And then you've got Last FM settings. You can stream this to your devices, all that kind of stuff. Add. Okay. Now I've got some home videos.
I just saw,
yeah,
as you were closing there, there is a feature that will log where you are in the album.
Absolutely. No, that's all.
Neat.
Logging where you are in the videos, where you are in, oh, yeah.
I have not noticed
at Christmas time with our Christmas playlist with thousands of random songs, it's nice that it remembers where you're at.
That's a great little feature.
Absolutely. And our series, like, if could you imagine having to find where you were in your series?
True.
That's so old school. I'm going to call this folder called Home Videos. And we're going to go add folders, browse for media. And you'll notice that on my drive, I've also got a folder called Home Videos. Add that.
Oh, your wedding.
And then add library. And would you like to see a clip of my wedding? Because it's importing. And when we come back, we're going to see how our Plex Pi looks now that we've imported some of this media. Stick around. Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? Just because Jeff is confused doesn't mean you have to be. Visit cat5.tv/dreamhost to sign up for unlimited web hosting for your website with unlimited email accounts, MySQL databases, the latest version of PHP, WordPress, and more, and even a free domain name registration. It's less than $6 per month, so sign up today. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Welcome back to Category 5 Technology TV. We are going through PlexPy.
Yes.
So you have added the files to your library. It's done all the metadata syncing.
Well, I assume so. I mean, if we look at our screen here, we've added the libraries.
Yep.
So I've got movies, TV shows, home videos. And remember, Jeff, these are stored on my USB flash drive.
Yes.
So I'm not wearing down the SD card of my Plex server, the Raspberry Pi. Because an SD card in a Raspberry Pi is, if you use that for video, it's going to wear down real
Absolutely.
Quick. And it's going to crash. And then mm-hmm. you're going to wonder why your Plex Pi server is not working. This way, your media, all the playback is happening there. The only thing that the SD card is used for is the operating system, the software, and the library data, like the metadata.
Yeah.
So saving the image, the artwork, and things like that, and where you are in your video playback.
Now, right before we went on break, you teased and said, do you want to see my wedding video?
Well, we'll see if it works.
I want to see it because I forget how young you looked.
Oh, I had hair, Jeff.
I know. I was around then. Like, we worked together then, and I'm intrigued to see how
I saw a picture today. Our old employer posted a video of their lobby that has pictures from back in the day and back in
I saw that.
1999, 2000 area. There's a picture of you and I, and we were kids.
Yes.
And I had a full head of hair. It was beautiful.
Did you know?
Absolutely beautiful. Do you remember the time we threw back to an old episode and you had hair and I just lost it?
I had, I had clown hair.
Yes.
I was bald on the top.
Do you know how?
This was full hair.
Do you know how far back our technology interaction goes?
Well, when we met.
You sent me my very first text message.
Did I?
It took me 2 months to find on my phone.
Nice.
I couldn't figure out why I couldn't get rid of the stupid voicemail icon.
Oh, boy.
That was my first cell phone. You sent me a text that day.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, look at that.
History. And it worked. It worked.
And now we're here.
And we're building servers that fit literally
in your pocket.
Take that with you. Like when I go to my in-laws and I want to show them all of our new shows, or if I'm going away for a holiday, take it with you. Plug it into the TV at the hotel. It's got all your stuff on it.
I've done it.
All your shows.
It's amazing.
It's fantastic. All right, let's get into it.
Okay.
PlexPy, what's next? Let's find out. All right, what do you want to do? Do you want to get some Plex apps? We'll get there. Don't worry about it. We're not going to do it just now. Done.
What?
It's all there.
Look at that.
Look at this. Oh, and we've got some videos at the bottom there. Our wedding and Berry Hill Farms. And so we've got sideways. Let's see what happens if I click on it. We've got a description. We've got the actors. And if we click on it, it's going to actually search through. Whoop. Push the right buttons. It helps. If I click on the actors, it's going to instantly search through my library and find other videos with those actors in it. So if I like one of the actors, I can click on it and boom, there's a list of all the videos. Now, I've only imported one movie, so there's not going to be any Paul Giamatti in there, but there you have it. So it shows me the length of it. It shows me, see the Rotten Tomatoes score up here. It shows me that it's in the drama comedy category. Got the description and everything else, and I can actually rate it, and I can click here to say how many stars I give it. So how cool is that? All right, so if I go on the left hand panel here now, Jeff, see how easy this was to set up?
It's crazy easy.
So I've got TV shows, I've got music, I've got movies, and remember, folks, this takes up a fair bit more space. This is exactly what's on my Plex server right now. It takes up a fair bit more space than this with a USB flash drive added to it. This is exactly what's on my Plex server right now. And there you go. So let's click on music and see what happens with our Josh Turner CD. So now you see It's playing down there at the bottom.
Oh, look at that.
And I think it's playing out of my speakers locally.
Right.
So my laptop, it's playing out of my laptop speakers.
Because that's where you're loading it from, though.
Right. So we tend to think, well, if I push play, it's going to play out of the Pi. So it needs to be hooked up to a TV. And no.
No.
It's the device that you are on. So my laptop right now is what is streaming it to those speakers. If mm-hmm. I want to stream it on my phone with a pair of Bluetooth headphones, I can do that. And I can be listening to my music library that way.
Or if you're like me at home, you've got your... our Roku
yes.
is hooked up with the Plex app.
And you've got Plex installed on that?
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. That.
So we can listen to our music all the time on our TV.
Wonderful.
Play through the sound system. It's great.
All right. So let's take a look at... So if I actually click on the CD rather than pressing play,
yep.
it gives me a track list. It shows me what all is here. Let's see how this... That is cool. What's this? Josh Turner on tour. It even shows me his tour dates. How amazing is that? Oh, and I've got to bring up the screen, don't I?
Oh,
oh that's
error.
Why. There, that's okay. Boom. There we go.
Look
don't
that.
Worry, folks. I'm just on the Josh Turner CD, and it shows me his tour dates. March 4th. And
oh,
today,
that's awesome.
And today it is, the end of February. So...
It's, yeah. It's
that's February cool. 20. So wow. It shows me again a bit of a description... and the song list, everything else, and I can click and I guess I can create playlists based on this. Play. And it starts playing down at the bottom here. And it's going to keep doing it as I navigate. Like, if I have it playing and then I click on Home Movies, it's still playing.
Oh, look at that.
Okay. So keep that in mind, too. So here's my home videos, and you'll notice that what it's done is it's created thumbnails based on the videos themselves. So let's click on my wedding, and it is simply called Our Wedding.
Right.
So, and it, the date of the file is 2013. That's because that's when the file, I guess, was created. It's not actually 2013. It was 2001 when we got married. So if I push play here,
oh,
it's
yeah.
got a little window down here, and I can click on that. There you go. So look at us. Look at my hair.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right? Oh, and I was singing. I was even singing. Nice. Rocking it at my own wedding. There I am. This is back before the days of HD cameras, folks.
Yeah.
So they didn't have HD back then, so that's why I look like a raccoon.
Wow, you're so young.
I know, right? Okay. Back in home movies. Again, I can mark things as watched, but notice at the bottom of that video, it shows that we've watched almost halfway.
Right, because you've... Yeah.
Because I pushed play and that's where I skipped to. So if I push play now, it's going to pick up right where I left off or
awesome.
Start from beginning. So I can actually click there and it will continue right there.
All right. Oh my goodness, you're so young.
I know, I was just adorable.
Aww.
Let's jump back into TV shows and let's see how this looks in Stella. Now, again, I only ripped two episodes of each series because I didn't have the time to rip the whole discs. But there you go. So you can see how it puts it all together. And if I click on it, it even gives me a description of
that
the
episode.
Episodes.
Wow.
Okay. So again, I'm in TV shows. I can click on Trolleyed. Then it shows me the season. And remember, I had season 3 on disc. So that's the one that I ripped two episodes from. And if I click on it, now I've got the episodes, episode 1, episode 2. If I click on one of the episodes, I can see a description of the episode.
That's awesome.
How cool. And then hit play, and instantly it starts playing. Now, remember here that it's not playing from the Raspberry Pi. It's playing on my laptop.
Right.
And it's like boom, 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 lickety split. So can the Plex Pi handle HD video? I mean, this is not quite, 4K video. Throw some 4K video and see how it does.
It does.
Have you done it?
I've got some at home.
Yeah?
It's amazing.
And it does it. Fantastic.
So good.
How many devices can you have accessing the video simultaneously? That's a question that we get quite a bit.
I'm trying to think how many I've had all at once. I think...
You've maxed it out, though? Like, you've seen the buffering or...
Yeah, I think the most I've had is 3.
And is it a problem?
No. No, I don't think so. We had our daughter watching some My Little Pony. Pony or something like that. I was watching one of my movies on the computer.
My Little Pony, yeah.
Yeah, I was watching My Little Pony. And then my wife was watching a show on our other TV that we're accessing through the PlayStation. And it was great.
Cool.
Yeah, no issues.
That's another thing to mention, too. I mean, Netflix, you have to pay for extra devices.
Yes.
I think it starts with like three, and then if you want more than that, one. You have to pay. Is it one?
It's one.
It's one now. Wow. So you have to pay more to get access to it on more devices. With Plex, I don't think there's a limit.
No.
I've never encountered it.
Essentially, I mean, the limitation we have at home is based on our bandwidth.
Hmm.
Like, just how much can our router handle? I mean,
really,
our entire house is all hooked up. It's everything.
Yeah, and that's an internet. Interesting point, too, because the Raspberry Pi 3 has Wi-Fi, so the temptation may be to use Wi-Fi to run it. Your Plex Pi server should be connected directly to Ethernet.
Yep.
Now, it may not even be your router, but it could be the Ethernet port of the Raspberry Pi, being that it is only 100 megabit port.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's a limitation of the Raspberry Pi. I don't know that that's going to be a problem, though.
No,
this has worked for you for years.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, ever since that episode. So, I mean, it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of our movies that we have that we've ripped from our Blu-ray and whatnot, they're much higher quality.
Oh, yeah. I'm ripping DVDs. So they're 480p. Some of them came in at 720p. I don't know if that was just the settings I had or if it's legit.
I mean, we've got some big files. Like, some of our movies are like 10 gigs. Like, so they're massive.
And they're playing on your Pi?
They're playing on the Pi, no problem. Nice. And even with the downgrading, because our TV is only 720.
Transcoding.
Yes.
So,
like, it still looks
great. So understand, that's another feature of Plex Pi, and it's because of Plex Media Server, but your Plex Pi server will do this. So you've got your Raspberry Pi, you stick a 4K video on there, and you think, well, I don't have a 4K TV, so this is a problem. It's not, because what happens is your Plex Pi server transcodes it on the fly. So it instantly changes the resolution of the file and makes it so that it plays properly on your device without having to change settings. Now, the other neat thing about that is it also it changes the format of the file.
Yes.
You mentioned Roku.
Yes.
Roku will not play, for example, MP4 files natively.
Correct.
You might be able to play an MP4 file on your phone if you imported it and had it on your internal SD card and then you open the file. It will play.
Yes.
But a Roku will not. Other devices have their idiosyncrasies with regards to file formats. The Plex Pi will automatically stream it to any device, doesn't matter what format it is. So if it's an MKV, if it's an MP4, AVI, some of our old family videos are probably going to be AVIs and things like that. So it takes care of all that for you.
Now, one thing that I really loved about Plex is it works like the middleman, so to speak. We used to have all of our, like, the movies that we had ripped and all that were on our hard drive when we were playing them through the PlayStation. There was an update to the PlayStation software a while ago, 6 years ago maybe.
Mm-hmm. A while.
It would no longer play those videos because it didn't have some sort of signature. And so this, in an effort to prevent piracy, play them.
Okay.
So I was like, oh. So we started looking at other options. We got a Western Digital, and the same thing happened there. So when we went to the Roku and we used Plex, because it's running through the app, all of our files now play on the PlayStation because Plex acts as the middleman.
Right.
So it made our PlayStation accessible.
Isn't it interesting that this makes your old PlayStation work again?
Yeah.
This makes your current devices future ready, because even if a firmware update changes things, this will continue to stream to your device.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love it.
Is there anything else that I should be showing here, Jeff? I think this kind of covers a good little run through
of it all.
How Plex works. So it's pretty straightforward. It automatically checks for updates and does all that. We can check out the one final thing that I'd like to do with our Plex server here is actually get onto our website, category5.tv, and scroll way down to the very, very bottom. You know, that's where you'll find the button that says subscribe. And there's Plex. So get our Plex plugin. And when I click on that, it takes me to this page and it gives me some information about how to do it. All right. So we need to download this file.
Okay.
Boom. can I just copy it? Is there a way to, have you ever installed a plugin just directly in Plex? Channels.
The channels, yes. I don't
install
channels. I don't think I installed the category 5 channel this way.
Okay. All available plugins. It'll be nice once category 5 is an official Plex plugin, because right. then it'll be available for us just by searching in Plex. For now, you've got to do it this way. So you would download it, extract it. We don't have enough time tonight to go through it, but I'd encourage you to get over there to our website, category5.tv. Click on to the subscribe icon at the bottom, and then get the Plex plugin, and it's really, really straightforward. So you just need to download that zip file, unzip it, rename the folder, move it to your Plex Media Server's plugin folder, which I can do, again, by simply copying it over to my USB flash drive, and just follow the prompts there, launch with the channels button, and boom, you're done and done. I'd love to have the time to show you, but it's really quite simple.
Yeah. So.
And that is because Plex also supports the channel architecture, so you can add shows like Category 5 TV without ever having to download the shows. Mm-hmm. So it streams just the episodes that you want to see. And again, once that channel is added to your Plex Pi server, it is accessible on all of your devices.
Yes.
So yeah. Easy peasy, nice and simple.
I love that program.
Yeah.
it's a life changer.
It really is. I love things like Netflix, but having it on my own kind of server and being able to control the media is brilliant.
Yeah.
So, and the kids love it. The kids absolutely
they
love
do.
It.
They do. And they know how to use it so well.
It's really
too easy to use.
Too easy, folks. You can download the Raspberry Pi image. It's absolutely free. Cat5.tv. No, pardon me. Plexpi.com. I forgot we got the .com. How cool is that? Plexpi.com. Download the image from there, and you'll be able to install that on an SD card and boot it up, and you'll be up and going with Plex, just like you saw tonight. But do watch for version 1.2 or higher.
Yeah.
So if you're only seeing 1.1, just wait. We're just uploading 1.2, so it'll be ready this weekend.